Do people in your life want more from you in a deep way? Do people in your life really are excited from your development and your growth? For most of us, we do not have that. We do not have a more space. And today I'm going to tell you why and how you can change that.
You are listening to the Potential State Podcast with your host, Dr. Asael Romanelli.
Hi, my name is Dr. Asael Romanelli, and this is The Potential State. And today we're going to talk about give me more, create a more space in your life. So people in our lives are happy with us. We have the certain business card, the way we present ourselves, the way we are. We attract people in our lives that like us that way. And then what we call in systems thinking, there's homeostasis, the system's in balance. And everybody's happy with their roles. Now, even if they're complaining about your role, but that's still in the dynamic. That's still in the role. And what happens is people don't really want you to change, a deep change, a second order change. Why? Because if you'll really change, you're going to force change on them. And if they do ask you to change or stop that certain behavior, it's usually a complaint or criticism. But it's not actually a deep curiosity to see where you're going to evolve. So by not having a more space, we actually end up being more or less, we do the same thing day in, day out, day in, day out. We develop our greatest hits, and that becomes kind of a self-presentation, the way I present myself. There's no excitement, and this leads to boredom, stagnation, unfulfillment. And so what's the solution to this? A more space. What does that mean? So if we want to grow, we need to experience what Carl Whitaker talks about, positive anxiety. So negative anxiety is being overwhelmed and threatened. But positive anxiety is when I'm feeling this uneasiness, when I'm on the edge of my comfort zone, when things are not familiar, when I'm not really sure, when I'm being... And we need to realize that positive anxiety is part of being alive. Positive anxiety is necessary when you grow because you're stepping out of your comfort zone. And remember, there's no growth in the comfort zone, and there's no comfort in the growth zone. If you're going to feel the positive anxiety, and you're going to need a space, an environment, a relationship where they push you beyond your comfort zone, beyond your defense mechanism, towards somewhere new, somewhere that you don't know. For that, refer to the Block Your Exits episode. And this is going to require you to rewire your brain and soften that core belief that when somebody says to you more, that means you're not good enough. You're going to have to soften that and realize that more is an invitation to grow. More is a celebration of who you are. I want to give a few examples. So in my improv classes that I teach, the sentence I say most often is more. Give me more. Bigger. Louder. Go crazy. I want to see more of that. Raise your volume. Be more physical. It's always about more. And I'm opening it and I'm stretching it. And why can I do that so easily? Because I'm not part of their system. Also in therapy, when I stretch people, I say, give me more of that. Oftentimes it's easier for me because I'm not part of the systems. I'm not threatened if they grow. I'm not threatened if they're going to do a second order change. It is much harder for us to do this to our loved ones, to our kids, to our partners. But that's the other episode of why do we belittle our partners and empower everybody else. And I remember one instance where Galit, my wife, said she wanted me to bring more of myself as a parent. In the beginning, I was insulted. I felt like she was jabbing me or she was criticizing me. And maybe she was a little bit, but her deep intention was bring more of who you are. Bring the wealth of who you are and the knowledge and the play and the compassion and the psychoeducational. Bring that. And when I could actually realize that she's not there to criticize me or make me small, but she wants me to grow, she's giving me what I give other people, that permission, invitation, celebration of my growth. And when I'm going to do something more, it's not going to come out nice all the time because I don't know how to do it, but at least she's going to be there to be a witness and a cheerleader and a coach and an audience for me to grow. So how do you do that? First of all, share this episode. You have common language with people in your life. And then see how can I create an environment like that? Maybe you need to join a group or a course that stretches you. Maybe you need to come closer to a certain person who kind of sees you in a different way and kind of challenges you for something else. Have a friend, a mentor, a therapist who is not threatened by your growth. Help you say more, help bring out more from you. Ideally, it would be your partner, but oftentimes it's more challenging because your partner, again, like I said before, because they're part of your system, they're threatened if you're going to really evolve to the next evolution of you. If there's going to be what we call a second order change, refer to the systematic change episode. So find that person, find that environment, find that class or that course. And then be in spaces where sometimes it helps to be in spaces where people don't know your history. So there's no expectation. For me, that happened when I lived in London for 2 years. Nobody knew my background, and I could just explore and go into more and go into new, into performing arts and kind of develop a whole new side of me. And I was surrounded by people who didn't know my past, and they were just wanting to see more of what I can give. What else is there? What else does SL have to give? Learn to enjoy being in the beginner's humility, in the sense of like not knowing exactly how that goes. Familiarize yourself with positive anxiety. Reframe that as excitement. Reframe that as growth. And the sentence you can always say to yourself when someone says more, or can you do this, or can you lead that, say to yourself or say out loud, challenge accepted. Say that, feel it. Create spaces where people want more from you, where you want more from people, where you want more from the people you love. And remember, there's no comfort in the growth zone, and there's no growth in the comfort zone. My name is Dr. Sal Romanelli, and this was The Potential State. I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to The Potential State Podcast. For more information, visit us at potentialstate.com. And thank you for listening.